we get a chance to talk to one of our favorite guys, Sam Mitchell, Sirius XM NBA Radio. He does a show with Brian Geltzeiler. It's terrific. He's a former coach of the year. He's a Georgia boy. And, Coach, it's always good to talk with you, Sam. I want to get your take on what the hell's going on with the Hawks, man. Mike and I have been saying this. We've lost 7 in a row. Trey and Jaylen didn't play last night. And now we're hearing these rumors about, hey, the Hawks are seriously entertaining, but maybe the first time. I don't know if it's true, but that they may want to, you know, try to move Trey at the trade deadline, which is February 5th. Sam, what do you think about this?
Oh, man, that's a lot to unpack. First of all, guys, happy holidays.
You
guys
too.
Guys, have a good Christmas.
Yes, sir.
We did. Thank you.
Look, that's a lot to unpack. First of all, look, man, they had an opportunity with Trey getting injured, which was unfortunate, to see how this team looks and functions without him. So you got that sample size there. Now Trey comes back, team is still struggling, he's in and out. So they got to ask themselves this number one question. Are we a better team with our all-star point guard? And if we are, how do we build a team around him and his deficiencies? And if we're not, how do we move on from him? And what do we look like and what do we get? The problem you have right now is, what's the trade value and trade market out there for Trae Young? And then if you're Trae Young, you got to be honest with yourself and look and say, okay, I put up unbelievable numbers, but since that, I think that second year when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals and he had that great run in New York, his game every year since then has started to decline. So he's got to look in the mirror and maybe reinvent himself. And then if that's the case, they got to figure out a number that's fair to Trey, but also fair to the team. But obviously, when you're looking at Trey and you're looking at this team right now, you cannot even – I think you can't start with a max deal. That's just kind of off the table, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Sam, we know that defense is effort, perimeter defense, any defense. You got to put the hustle into it. How does
– hold on, hold on. I'm going to – look, not to shut you down, but it's more than just effort.
Tell me.
I played with a guy named Terrell Brandon, slightly built like Trey. Terrell had broken his shin or something once, hip, on pick and rolls. And back then, them boys used to set picks, try to hurt you.
Right.
And I remember a game, Flip told Terrell, I want you to just fight through and fight over the pick. And Terrell was like, hold up, Flip. I've been hurt. I'm not doing that. So your job as a coach is, if you have a player, look, as long as you give me effort, I got to tweak my defense a little bit to help you. Players are not stupid. I'm not going to run into a 265-pound guy whose job is to pick me off. That ain't being tough. That's being stupid. I think sometimes, guys, look, if a coach told me to run into Rick Mahorn, for what? To hurt myself? Now show me as a coach, how do I get into my player, get on his hip, ride him over the top. Now because I'm out of position, let the big step up and give me a hard stunt. Now put the emphasis on me to use my speed and quickness to get back in front. It's more than just effort, guys. It's using your brain and it's teaching your players and coaching your players in ways and techniques to do it without injuring themselves. Guys, I don't want Trey injured.
Right.
You're not showing me that you're tough running into a screen. You're showing me you're stupid.
Sam,
and as a coach, I'm showing you as a player I'm stupid as a coach.
I don't want Trey. I have no expectations for him on defense. I'm talking about everybody else. I mean, they're not using Rashawn Shea like they should. I mean, we got a lot of guys. We thought we had the best moves in the offseason, you know, with Alexander Walker, with all the pieces we put in. We already have Dyson Daniels.
I love the team.
So, you know what? You got any interest in coaching? Coming back, getting in the game?
But, guys, think about something. Now, look, but being serious, man, you have to you can't have a system, one system fit all. You got to look at your team year to year. Look at your strengths and weaknesses. All players have strengths and weaknesses. Look, for one game, at their best, who would you rather have, Giannis or AD? Everybody will say Giannis.
Right.
But if for one game, the fact that AD can shoot threes and make free throws, you might can reconsider. I'm just saying, man, all players have strengths and weaknesses. So your job is, look, I have a conversation with Trey. As long as he's giving me the effort as a coach and a coaching staff and the rest of the team, We have to look out for each other. There were nights when I played where I used to be like, KG, you know I can't guard this dude. He's too quick. Right. And he would make a joke out of it. Man, I got you with your old self. You know, something to that effect. But that's what being a team is, man. You have to help each other. Because the thing that Trey may be weak on in defense, look at what he does as far as passing the ball, getting everybody involved, being able to make clutch plays down the stretch. If you move on from Trey, who are going to do those things?
Okay, so Sam, let's ask you and get your thoughts on this. Sam Mitchell, guys, is SiriusXM NBA Radio, former coach of the year, NBA TV's done it all. What are your thoughts on Coach Quinn Snyder? Because this is where the rubber meets the road. For Mike and I said this, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I have not criticized Coach Snyder for the last 3 years because I didn't think his team was good. I thought Trey had a bunch of bums, around him, and it was like, hey, we're going to make the most of this, and you get into the play-in. Now, all of a sudden, you make all of these moves in the offseason. You're projected to be a top-four team in the East when all of this comes together, and the coaching is failing us. That's how I feel right now. You tell me.
Man, why would y'all ask? Oh, man, y'all just wrong for this. Boy, y'all just wrong. Y'all just wrong. Look. I'm going to say this. All I'm going to say is this. When I was coaching in Toronto and Wayne Emery was our consultant, and I used to go up to his office and complain about the team every day, and he would listen. And finally, after one day, he came from behind the desk, sat in front of me, and he looked me in the eye. He said, look, the guy that you're complaining about is the guy that put this team together. He said, why do you think we hired you? If we're not winning, whose fault do you think it is? It's the coach. That's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of the job. So my thing would be, regardless of what you think Quinn is doing or not doing, it all, at the end of the day, is going to fall on the coach's hand. It's going to fall right in the coach's lap. So, you got to look at your team. The Hawks got some strengths. They got some weakness. Your job as a coach is to figure out an offensive and a defensive system that fits the personnel you have and try to use guys. And Bill Musselman used to say this all the time. My job is to accentuate your strengths and hide your weakness. If you go back to my career, guys, I can never dribble left. Mm-hmm. Never. But you would never know it. I played 13 years going right. Why? Because Bill Musselman always put me on the left side of the floor. He didn't flip.
It's, again, one of our favorite guest guys, Sam Mitchell's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline talking about our Hawks. More on the Falcons coming up with Dave Archer. But, Sam, that's the thing. We felt, unless you feel this roster does have some flaws, we thought that Anse Selle did a great job bringing all those pieces I mentioned earlier. And just, you know, in the half court, we had a defensive identity. There is no identity to this team right now. What are we? Is our front court the issue? Is it inconsistency? Because we think with Jalen Johnson, he's one of the best players right now, young players in the league. It shouldn't be that hard to figure out to build it around him and let's go.
Guys, now, seriously, some of this too. Look, the Hawks are young, they're long, they're athletic. I like Richarlison. I love Jalen Johnson. I like this team the way it's constructed. I really do. I think this team, now, not having Porzingis has hurt. You know, you're talking about a 7'3 guy that can shoot threes, who can protect the rim a little bit and can make some plays and make you a better offensive team. That hurts because without him, you don't have size. And the biggest problem the Hawks have right now, they don't have a 7'1", 280-pound center.
You're right.
They are small, man. When you look at without Porzingis, they are small. And as much as I love Okongwu, he's only 6'9", 6'8 and a half. I coached him when he was a young kid. And he plays bigger than he is. So to me, the biggest problem with the Hawks right now, they're not big enough. Man, I watched Portland the other night. Man, Portland is huge, especially now that Robert Williams is back. So I think if they could add some size, a legit athletic 7-footer, then we could start to see. So I think that's the biggest thing that they're missing. But I like this roster, man. They're just missing some things. But again, guys, you got to figure out what type of team you have, the strengths and weaknesses of your players. And then you got to craft a team around those strengths and weaknesses. Again, it's easy to dump on Trey because it's easy to look at his weaknesses. But, guys, I look at the fact that, correct me if I'm wrong, every year he's 1, 2, or 3 in assists.
He is.
So that tells me the guy is not selfish because he passes the ball. Now, what would concern me, his shooting his dip, his three-point shooting.
Yep.
But then I look at his body. I look at Richaud's body. They ain't getting stronger. How are we developing them? Who's developing them? Are they in the weight room getting stronger? That stuff matters. You got to look at how you're developing your players too. Are they getting stronger, physical? Look at the guards in Cleveland. Donovan mentioned those guys, the way they're put together, solid. You got to look at all of that. And when I look at the Hawks, I look at Richaud and I'm like, this is third year, but his body looks like his first year. I'm looking at Trey. Has Trey got stronger to where he has the confidence to want to fight through some of those screens? Mm. What have you done to help him do that?
That's a great point. Sam, we're up against it, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Luka. Your comments set off a firestorm last week when you said his ball-dominant play style is not going to win. Man, you better keep Luka's name out of your mouth, man. People are like, what?
I did not say
huh?
this, guy.
What'd you
I
say?
I did not say Luka ball. I did not. I said one of the problems with the Lakers, you got guys, the three best players all play the same way.
Yep.
They got to have the ball. Because when they don't have the ball, they just stand. They just stand. So you cannot win that way. So J.J. Redick has got to figure out, how do you balance out their offense? To me, somebody's got to go to the bench. The easiest person to ask to
LeBron,
make that sacrifice.
LeBron!
No!
What?
It's Austin Reed.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
What's more important, who start or who come off the bench?
Well, who finishes? Who finishes? Absolutely.
And then, what's more important? Not only who finished, but at the end of the game, when I need a play made, who ball, who hand I put the ball in? And last but not least, that trumps all of that. If I pay you what you've been asking for to do me this favor for a year, you only got to do it for the rest of this year. How's that all bad for you?
It's not. It's not. I think,
guys, there's a lot of ways to do things, and there's a lot of ways to still be respectful to LeBron. But at the end of the day, and I say this all the time, you can outstay your welcome. The older you get and the longer you play, the less your role is going to be. That's just the way it is, guys.
Yeah, it's a great point. Sam Mitchell, man, always a pleasure. Happy New Year, brother, to you. We will talk to you soon, man. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, guys.
That's Sam Mitchell.
Feed that dog.